Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Dale and Keith Show.
We came into the game expecting to win. I'm expecting to win. We came in confident.
Pass is high in the air and picked. And this one is hit in the air and picked off. Pass is picked by Gilmore.
Dale Arnold.
He calls himself the squirrel. And most importantly, whenever he gets a chance, he gets that nut.
What now?
Rich Keefe.
I walked a mile with sorrow, and never one word did she.
Dale and Keefe, middays.
False sense of security Friday?
False sense of security Friday. That might work.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Hour number three, Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio WEEI. It is a Patriots Friday, but this week, the only week of the season for the Patriots, it also ends up being the day after the game. Patriots win by 21 at home last night. They go to 6-0 on the season, and we're trying to figure out what's wrong with them.
Well, we already figured it out. It's the offense.
Yep.
Brady kind of helps us figure that out.
We figured out it is the offense. Yeah, just ask the quarterback.
And a lot of folks out there, led by my partner over here, have been beating the Antonio Brown drum.
Yeah.
Well, you and Wiggy have
Wiggy primary. For sure is right there with me. Yeah. There's no doubt about it. And I just kind of assumed that there was no chance. Once he was gone, he wasn't coming back. Like, yes, they were a prime candidate to bring him in originally when things were falling apart in Oakland.
I was still surprised when they did, but they were a candidate.
They've done so many things that people were surprised by. So when they first brought him in, I wasn't. Then they let him go. To bring him back seems very unlikely. But it was curious to me when we asked Peter King the likelihood. And remember, Peter King didn't want them bringing in Antonio Brown.
I said on a
he
scale of 1 Josh to Gordon. 10, 1 being, you know, no chance, 10 being he's in, he surprised us.
He said 3, which I was waiting for the negative 20 or like, what are you, nuts? Like, there's no chance. He said 3. I was like,
I'd say a 3.
And I was like, okay.
It's pretty high.
That's much higher than
if
I thought.
If it's baseball, it's very high.
That's a 300? Great Hall of Famer. You're, nice. You're doing all right.
Yeah, I would have said 1.
But
and only because 0, I guess, is
not but an
as
option.
Too rigid.
But
1
to 10.
But yeah. as the offense continues to struggle each week and Philip Dorsett gets hurt, Josh Gordon looked like he hurt his knee pretty bad. We'll see what ends up happening with that. Brady keeps being asked about young guys and keeps being frustrated up there. I don't know. I mean, yeah, it's crazy, but it's the Patriots we're talking about, so could it happen?
What was that old commercial line? It's not crazy, it's sports. Yeah. Remember there was one of those?
Now,
can I put you guys on? So you're you put me on the spot earlier. Okay. I reacted. I freaked out. I said yes. Sorry.
Yeah.
I don't know. May regret it.
Sounds Hart, like the only guy said yes, do. He will be back.
Will Antonio Brown be back?
With the Patriots?
Oh, Jesus, Glenn Ordway over here. Can I answer a question with a question?
With the Patriots?
Yes.
Right.
This year?
No.
Oh.
I'm so mad that it's a no, but I think no.
Dale?
No, absolutely not.
He's not mad. It's a no. That's a hard reactionary.
Yeah,
look, yeah. I was the guy who didn't want him here in the first place.
Right.
So, and I.
But I'm not
that.
Saying, do you want him back?
No, no.
Will
I,
he
I,
do
no, you're not, yeah, the prediction, I do not think.
If I was putting money down on it, I would say
I'll tell you
no.
why I think he won't be back, Andy. Because if he did come back, I think there'd be a real good chance they'd cut him about a month later.
Well, you know,
and that would be
and
worse.
Then what do you look like?
Sometimes
and
you got to roll the
then
dice.
What are you doing? Like, what did you didn't know enough at the time? Like, what is
well,
happened?
We thought he was changed.
Well,
he's not.
Because think about it.
America is a country built on second chances.
But think about it. They signed him because then there was also that is true. There were reports, and I didn't happen to believe them, but there were reports that had they known about the civil case, he never would have been signed in the first place.
Yeah, that'd be a tough report to. How do you rationalize that report?
I don't believe that, by the
way. I don't either.
I don't either.
They didn't
but they wanted that out there.
They didn't know that it was dropping when it did. They knew there was allegations. They had investigated Antonio Brown, and they were okay to live with the allegations that were out there. He didn't get cut for any of that.
No, and they stood by him for that.
He got cut for that one thing he did.
And another factor we haven't brought into play is the exempt list.
Yeah, could he go on there?
Is there a chance you sign him, you bring him back, and he goes there? Now, I don't think you would. I think they are tied in enough to the NFL and to Roger Goodell
to
be able to say, listen, if we really sell our soul and put it on the line here, is he going to be available?
But the other thing, too, with Antonio
Brown Jerry Jones would make that same call and get an answer from Roger Goodell as well. I think if Jerry Jones called Roger and said, listen, if we bring him in, can he play?
Now, we're still under the belief, right, that he has not spoken with the league?
As far as we know.
Has not had that long interview?
As far as we know, that's correct.
Brittany Taylor had her, I think it was 10 hours.
Yes.
He's had nothing.
As far as we know.
So,
and we know.
What does that tell you?
That they're still investigating the things she alleged in the 10 hours.
Or that she gave him nothing. That's what
or,
I
mean.
She gave him nothing.
Yeah.
It wasn't enough there.
I don't believe you have her in there for 10 hours for nothing.
Yeah, but we've
that was my initial reaction is if it was, you know, if she was totally lacking credibility, it wouldn't take that long. You'd move on. But now if she was really credible and you took that 10 hours because she was credible, don't you need to follow up with him?
Yes.
Well, I think you have to follow up with all of her allegations first.
But how long does that
the way
take?
It was described to me, and now you sound like Wiggy, who thought you know they should have had him in there the next day.
Well, why not?
That was not
because
very nice
you, no, but you have
yeah,
to.
But why not?
You have to investigate all the things she says first.
But it's not
well,
the next
else,
day. How many weeks are we now?
But who else are you talking to?
I'm not sure you're talking to anybody other than you're following up on
all
the
Hollywood.
Things.
Hollywood Brown, right?
Yeah.
He's a guy you should be talking
to. That's one guy you could talk
to. I've not seen any reports. He has spoken.
Here's the other issue I think is in play here. They didn't want to talk to Tyreek Hill until the case was dropped. They dropped the case on like June 10th. The DA came out and said, look, we can't determine who injured the child. There will be no charges filed. Well, within a month, the NFL came out and said, we're not suspending it.
Right.
There's still a case pending here. And the NFL is very hesitant to get involved. It's not a criminal case. I understand
civil, right.
that. There's still a court case.
And newly filed now at the state level, apparently.
Yeah,
and I don't know the legalities involved, why they pulled it from federal court.
I don't know what the reason
one of them,
was
the there was the error. The address
the
was
wrong. The wrong case
county
or
up.
Something.
Right. But I would think if you're waiting for that to be over with, well, the season will be over with. And so he could play. That's how I view it. I think he would play.
But that's only one of the hurdles, again. That's one of the hurdles. You have
see, we
that
have a texter who says, how come you're not talking about the fact that Brittany Taylor withdrew her civil case? She didn't.
She didn't. She just
changed it from federal court to state
Seems
court.
Like legal maneuvering. And I heard some analysts say a lot of these, they prefer them at the state level if you're the prosecution or whatever.
Well, it's
the
all
claimant.
About, how can you...
Right, you're trying to win.
What's the best case for you to win?
But that's only one of the hurdles. To me, and we touch, like, the biggest hurdle is still the biggest hurdle, and that's the group text message that got you fired.
It got you fired.
Nothing has changed.
That was the single thing that they said, okay, he's got to go.
Like, even if there had been reports.
Could he apologize, and would that make a difference?
Well, why couldn't he have apologized when he was still on your team? That's the question I have. If you were laying the groundwork
sure
for this...
You weren't sure your offense was this bad, so you didn't ask him to apologize. But now you know the offense is bad, so you will ask him to apologize.
You had concerns about your offense because you brought him in the first place. Sure. You knew it was a circus, and you were desperate enough to bring him in. Just like you were a year ago when you traded for Josh Gordon. You knew the baggage that Josh Gordon
Correct.
Brought in, and you were desperate enough to bring him in.
Right.
So you were in a position where you needed him, and you acted on that need. But he could have apologized then. Why wasn't an apology enough then to just move forward with it when there's some indication, or certainly the narrative is, Belichick and Brady wanted him, right?
I agree with
they
that.
They wanted to keep him.
I think that
that's
they
what
do.
Everybody seems to accept
and
as
I think
the truth.
I think they want him back.
I think they do, too, but
Brady,
they don't make the decision.
Well, if he owned the team, he would.
And he's going to play a lot more years to own the team, he said.
Yes.
So
yes, he would.
That's above their pay grade.
Right.
This falls on Robert Kraft. Now, can you spin it? Could you spin a return
as
what
Robert
I said
Kraft?
Earlier about... You know, second chances, and I understand as much as anyone that you need to let things play out and blah, 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 blah.
You could, I
right?
guess. You could do anything, I suppose. You could do that.
And I still believe if you can at all feel like you can trust him to stay on the team, stay on the field, stay off social media, stay away from women, then as he
and
plays.
He can't.
I know he can't, but if he could, all you need is a few weeks in a row with his big, bright smile with Tom Brady in the end zone. Because you have to, I keep saying this. He has one of the nicest smiles I've ever seen. You don't agree?
Okay.
Look how white his teeth
very
are.
Very attractive big. Man. Don't he's think good. I haven't noticed.
Yeah, he is. You know, he's got a good singing voice, too. I've heard him sing.
He has a natural likability that he does.
I don't know why he's...
Porn music?
Yeah, I guess he's insinuating
Wait, I can't
that.
Say another man has a nice smile?
That's John, I don't know.
I think that's an inappropriate assumption and leap you made back there. I think you should probably drop that.
Yeah, that'd probably be
probably the whole segment for your future.
We're going to get letters. But he does. Jeez. He is charismatic.
From Andy.
He is charismatic.
And I think the more people see him scoring and making plays, the easier it is to rationalize or forget.
When is the last week that they can add him back and he can still play in the playoffs?
That's
any idea?
13?
To cut down on your chances, you
wait
should probably,
till then.
Yes.
Just to be
seriously,
safe. It's not that we don't trust you, Antonio, but we don't trust you.
But if I said he's going to keep it clean for 2 months versus 3 months, you're obviously going to take the chance with the 2 months.
But
right?
Don't you want him learning the offense, playing with Brady, practicing?
He knows the offense. He's a football savant. He's fine. He's got
well,
the
he
offense.
Did go 30 for 30 on the practice field.
Yes. It was doing. They were
perfect.
Like, they couldn't believe
defense
it.
Defense was in awe. They're like, what
best
are you doing?
Best practice performance
good
of all time.
Good thing he's on our team. We could never cover him.
He's fine. And you give him the playbook. Like, here's the playbook. But you already had, maybe just give it back to him. Maybe he never
reactivate
got rid of it.
That iPad.
Yes.
So
fine.
According to Jim McBride, who, by the way, I don't think has ever gotten one of these things wrong when it concerns an injury.
He's right. I will take this as fact. Go.
Jakob Johnson will go on IR.
Oh.
Fullbacks dropping like flies over here.
I don't feel good about this season. If you can't have a fullback, you can't have a team.
You're like, you know,
I mean,
other team
I don't
in the
think
league.
You're going to see Devlin again this year.
I don't. Well, we'll see him on the sideline.
I don't
charting
think we'll see him
plays.
In a uniform. And now the only other fullback you had, according to Jim McBride, is about to go on IR.
No. That's not good. Not
wow.
Making fullbacks
Jakob.
Great again.
Yeah, and look, we didn't love the way they were running the football as it is.
No, but there go your and you also don't, by the way, have the tight end that you can use in that role because everybody's bitching about how Izzo and Lacoste, and forget Lacoste because he is dinged up again, looks like he's limping pretty bad and it's going to be a while. Izzo hasn't been dominant in that little motion role where you kind of motion into the I formation to become the lead blocker.
Poor
Sony.
Get more,
Sony, I'm going to warn you, Sony.
Six offensive linemen out
there. Get used to the criticism, because I don't feel like the criticism of you is ending anytime soon.
No, probably not. Not with that going on.
Poor guy.
Thanks, Thursday Night Football.
And now the question, I mentioned this earlier, we talked about the whole list of guys who got dinged up last night.
Yeah, and you believe it's because of the short week.
Well, I'm whether it is or not, Matt Lacoste is another guy.
Done.
Who went out last
yep.
night.
Done.
And you were telling me he didn't look very
nope.
good afterwards.
Yep. Nope.
So you're
nope.
down a tight end. If you're right, you're going to be down a tight end as well.
Yep. Yeah, that's why they were using, Dale, you're the person who always gets names right. The other guy.
Illuminor.
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 It's the way Rich Illuminor, he likes to put the hand up in the air and stuff.
He's going to play a lot more, isn't he? And they don't have anybody to block.
Hey, yeah. Why do you think Brady, when he's talking about the offense, has to choose his words wisely?
Michael,
he sees everybody dropping like flies.
Can Michael Bennett play fullback like Richard Seymour did a few
Ooh,
times?
Ooh, that's how you get hurt, though.
That's true. And his shoulder pads aren't big enough.
No, he'd get killed.
He'd be a horrible fullback.
He would get killed. His shoulders would be so sore.
That's true. Yeah, it would
what
work.
Are the chances that Bill makes a phone call to Ben Watson, who told OMF earlier this week they're not leaving, they're staying in the area?
Yeah, might take a little bit of a haircut there, but... Want to come back?
Yeah.
The minimum?
Roster spots are becoming available.
They are.
That was the issue. You didn't have a roster spot. Well, there's one. Jakob, roster spot.
Although you'd think you'd want to go find a fullback somewhere, wouldn't you?
Can Damian Harris be active now?
Can he play fullback?
Yeah,
ooh, I like
strong.
That. Big guy, I formation.
Yeah.
Harris in front of those quick hitters up the middle would be even quicker when you have a tailback at fullback. I don't know if he can block.
Maybe Sonny Michel can play fullback.
Runs about that speed. Yeah, it's not ideal, Dale. I don't think you just go find a fullback at this point, although there's probably plenty of them on practice squads littered around the league.
Yes. Every team probably has a
so
fullback
I guess,
on the practice squad.
Johnson injured his shoulder.
Yes.
Was what? And by the way, if you're a fullback, I'm surprised both your shoulders aren't injured all the time.
Yeah,
shoulder,
it's really
neck.
A position. Everybody fixates on people are getting rid of them, but the ones that actually have to play are playing football as it used to be played. There's not a lot of people that have to do what they have to do. Just, I'm going to get a 7-yard head start and run head first into that guy over there.
It's a living.
It's old school.
Yeah, that's
it is
what
a living.
You got to do.
It is a living.
According to Mike Giardi, NFL Network, the Patriots are working out Quincy Adebayo. I can never say
go
his
ahead.
Name.
Just with confidence this
Baltimore
time.
Baltimore Ravens guy, wide receiver. Okay. Another
football player. They got a football player in. He has a name.
Yes.
His friends call him
Adebayo.
Quincy.
I don't know how you say it. But anyway, you know, another wide receiver. Now with the word about Johnson, I'm sure they're looking at Pull up fullbacks in your Rolodex there,
they
Nick.
They do like fullbacks now. Was it the Miami game that they didn't use one at all? One of the games earlier in the year after Devlin went out and Jakob Johnson was on the team, but he only played on the kneel down or whatever.
It was the next week.
Was it?
Yeah. Miami, I think, is where Devlin got hurt.
Oh, maybe it was. So, but they played a whole game without a fullback.
Right. And it can be done. Enough offenses do it.
Believe it or not.
As much as I like the position, I'm not sure it's like a quarterback you have to have.
If you watch college football tomorrow outside of like Navy and Army, you will not see many fullbacks in Georgia Tech.
If you're the Patriots right now,
yes,
you need an offensive lineman, a wide receiver, a tight end, and a fullback.
That's it.
What about the defense? The defense is all set. There's no needs.
We've seen over the years more guys having to play defense out of need. Maybe you're right. Rich, maybe it's time for defensive guys.
Jump on over, boys.
Jordan Richards, fullback.
Ugh.
I bet you he could play. What was that?
I don't like Jordan Richards.
Why?
He's not very good.
But he's very nice.
Okay.
You need to get to know these guys on a personal level.
No, I don't. All of a sudden, I was like, well, I can't say anything about any of these guys.
But you just went, how do you know he can't play fullback? Just because he can't play safety.
Can't play safety. Good. We can agree on that.
And he's good at special teams.
Sure.
And I believe he's the fullback personal protector on the punt team.
What about Brandon Bolden? I mean, he's running the ball pretty well, but can he throw some blocks? He seems like a
tough
dude.
Probably could. I don't think he'd be quite the force that Pro Bowler like Devlin is.
Not the hammer that Devlin is.
I just think you're probably not going to see as much fullback.
What's Mike Allstott up to?
But we're talking about the Patriots offense and where they're at. And I really do think they need those four things.
Sam Gash? You guys remember him?
Yeah, I do. We going back down memory lane here.
He would crack some heads, wouldn't he?
Fred McCrary.
Okay.
You don't remember him?
No.
He was
Daryl Moose Johnston.
I have his jersey.
Oh my God, that's sad.
Of course you do.
Isn't that sad? Don't you feel bad?
Why
for
is
Andy
that
now?
Sad?
You have a fullback, a Cowboys
Moose.
Fullback. Next time we have Michael Irvin on, you should tell him that.
No, I'll keep that to myself.
Okay. Come on.
Should have done Although that I was a ago. Kid when I
well,
had
That's all right. You keep it to yourself. Fine. We'll tell
him.
Yeah, maybe I'll wear it then. I'll wear it to the show.
The jerseys,
Governor.
The jerseys that you own do say a lot about you.
Yes.
Like if you look at somebody's closet and you see what you I kind of get what you are.
What does that say about me?
Steakhead.
You know what jerseys I have?
Fullbacks and linebackers.
No, sort of. I have a Lawrence Taylor jersey.
Oh, there you go. That's a good one.
I have a Rashard Mendenhall jersey.
Let me stop you right there. A what now?
A former Steelers running back.
Mendenhall jersey?
I really liked him coming out of college. I thought he was going to be an NFL
Illinois,
stud.
Right? First round pick? He was good there. Yeah,
and
the
listeners of my former podcast pitched in and bought me the jersey and sent it to me.
Oh, they did?
So I wore it.
Oh, that's actually
because I raved about him so much. Yeah. I got Moose. I have a number of Shaquille O'Neal jerseys, including my green Celtics number 36 jersey.
Stop right there. Retire it. We're done.
I wear it to the beach all the time.
I like that, though.
I bet you do.
I do like a nice.
Suns out, guns out.
I like a basketball jersey at the beach.
Yep, works
perfectly.
I like
that very much. Or Canopy Lake Park.
or the beach.
So do you think that it's possible that the Patriots have made a phone call to Dwayne Allen?
Yes. They're at the point offensively where they're making phone calls. And there's, I think, probably some joint efforts of cap guy, money guy versus Nick and Bill personnel guy and weighing that all together.
Here's what we have. And at the same time, you're trying to leave enough wiggle room for the deadline to make like a big time trade.
But does it have to be big time? I mean, Tyler Eifert is low money.
Tyler Eifert would be nice.
He hasn't been good in 5 years, but there's upside there. He was really good 5 years ago kind of thing. Can't stay healthy. So it's like a single digits games every year.
Diggs and A.J. Green would be the two guys that you need the most cap space for.
Right. You know, $5+ million because it's half like, of $10 million,
right.
Basically.
And according to Andy Hart's favorite source, Dan Cilio.
Yeah. What do you got?
The Patriots have made a call inquiring about Stephon
Diggs.
Yeah. Rick Spielman they've already contacted him about
that. I'd be contacting everybody about everybody. This team needs help. You don't get to 6-0 with
Well, and as ridiculous as we know that sounds for the 6-0 football team, I just gave you four areas of great need right now.
Well, know it was a minor injury, quote unquote, for Philip Dorsett. And you maybe escaped a scary injury for Josh Gordon. But what if both of those guys aren't ready next Monday night? That's a major drop-off.
Jacoby Myers is going to have a big performance. By the way, I like Jacoby Myers.
I like Jacoby Myers a lot, too, but he is what he is. He's an undrafted rookie receiver who just started to try to enter the circle of trust with Tom Brady.
Yeah.
That's the reality. And he talked openly about it. I don't know if you guys listened to him at all last night after the game.
Myers? I didn't see this one.
He talked about trying to build the trust and that 23-yard catch that was sort of diving to the ground.
Nice grab.
He said, you know, I'm thinking I got to catch this or I might not get another one.
He's
That's
smart.
The pressure that they feel.
He's a smart guy.
No, it's dumb if you're thinking that while you're in the middle of the
just
route.
Catch it.
Well, yeah, but he caught it, so I have no problem with it. If he dropped it and said, well, the reason why is because I was thinking this, well, then yeah, but that's fine. A little extra motivation. Guess what? You're in the NFL. You need to catch all the passes.
A little like Ken Walter when he was thinking on the snap for Super Bowl 36. If I miss this snap, I'm going to be the Bill Buckner of the Patriots.
Thanks, Ken.
I thought it was supposed to be positive thoughts.
No. You just
I'm going to catch
What's
this?
The worst case scenario? Right. I drop this and I'm out of the league.
Bill Buckner. I'm Bill Buckner.
Yeah.
According to Mark Daniels of the Providence Journal, and I risk being made fun of even more.
Yes.
The Patriots had interest in Quincy Adeboyeho prior to the 2017 draft.
Well, that's good to know.
Met with him at Pro Day. The fact that he's out there working out today for the Patriots, and we just said that's one of the positions they have need.
I don't think solves it.
No, I don't think he solves anything. I still would prefer that Antonio Brown get his sign, get under the overpass down in Foxborough at P1 just outside of Gillette Stadium, with wait for Bill to come out and try to convince him to sign him.
You know who the other name that popped up, because it's all just rumors and people throwing names out there, but that popped up because with all the Cincinnati Bengals that might be on the block, there was obviously Tyler Eifert and A.J. Green. But they have a slot receiver.
Yeah, I saw that.
Alex Erickson.
Yeah, he's underutilized there.
Oh, he's
Wes
Welker.
Teams,
so you can imagine what he might
look
like.
So he's white, I assume?
Yeah, he's a little white guy. He went to Wisconsin, too.
Don't we already have a couple little white guys?
Yeah, but
how many of those we need?
One of your little white guys just returns punts. I know he got in the action a little bit.
He had a big catch yesterday.
But this guy could be better. And then you could also, maybe Edelman doesn't have to have 12 targets every single game.
So Erickson's going to carry the load now.
Yep.
He's going to be the gritty, gutty guy.
That's right.
Nine catches for 150.
You can go get his
yards.
Jersey.
I don't think
They'll
so.
They'll have it at the pro shop.
I don't think they will, actually.
They should.
Might not.
You want to think about it.
Can I give you one quick baseball note?
No.
Just as we go to the break? Only because you'll get a kick out of this. According to Bob Nightingale, USA Today, friends close to Curt Schilling say he'd love to get back into the game and has significant interest in interviewing for the Phillies managerial opening and or the Red Sox pitching coach job.
Sign him up. Make our jobs a lot easier.
What's more likely? The Red Sox bring Curt Schilling back or the Patriots bring Antonio Brown back?
AB, I'm all in. AB, I'm all in.
For sure.
Wow. That'd be good, though, for business.
That'd be shocking.
What about both?
If they brought him back.
You could use a little help during, you know, AB will spice up football season, but you bring in Schill.
I got no problem with it.
You got the offseason, spring training.
It's pretty good. You know, he would do a weekly hit on the station?
Every day.
Yep. Right, a daily hit.
617-779-7937. We'll get to Kiefer Madness, and we'll get to your calls. We've got our week in review coming up. It's Dale and Keefe with Andy Hart, and it's time to trend.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Kiefer Madness?
Kiefer Madness?
Yes, I'm ready for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
Rack that one up for Kiefer Madness, will you?
Is he going to talk about ducks wearing clothes and stuff?
What did you say? Going to be like Kiefer Madness. He's going to be in a great build-up and then nothing.
Keefe is a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy. Okay.
So screw you, Keefe.
Yeah.
Right. Screw you.
Yes. We don't need you.
Stupid jerk.
Need you.
Kiefer Madness.
Rich Keefe is just that guy makes you laugh.
Kiefer Madness.
I don't think this is one of the stronger segments.
And the latest challenge involves condoms.
Plus, does any parent want to see their child with a rolled-up $100 bill, even if the product is drug-free?
But who gets up at 2 o'clock in the morning and fixes his skatey?
Why do you think an alien would wear a wig?
I think for aesthetic reasons.
Here we go. It's a Friday at noon.
Why else would you wear a wig, for God's sakes?
Seems obvious.
I mean, why even ask the dumb question, sir?
Please.
Why do it?
Why do you think an alien would wear a wig?
I think for aesthetic reasons.
Yeah.
Although seems he did have so a long pause.
To me. He did.
A little like Brady talking like, about the offense.
Very similar. He's trying to piece it together. He's like, I got to choose my words very carefully here. But it's a noon 30 on a Friday. That means it's time for our week in review. And let's go back to Monday first here, Dale and Andy.
Friday? You're not going back to
no, there's
last
no
Friday?
Andy Hart. There's no Andy Hart in here. There's no Andy Hart in here.
Oh, no.
But as you know, one of our producers, Chris Scheim, some have called him the songbird of a generation.
No, only one.
He's got honey in his voice.
Only one said that, too.
Well, we put it to the test this
week.
And it
isn't even Chris Scheim's parents, for God's
sake. No, it's me. I'm very high on Scheim singing. Now, we put it to the test because Daron Harmon, who's one of our Monday guests, he put on a great charity event, and it involved karaoke a week ago. A lot of the Patriots were there. Thanks to Instagram, we heard some of them. Some were very good.
Some
were
not so much.
Maybe less good, but that's going to happen. But they were having fun, and they were raising money, and all that was very good. So we asked Daron Harmon to listen to a sample of Chris Scheim and then give us a letter grade of what he thought Scheim sounds like.
Do you remember the 21st night of September? Love was changing the minds of pretenders while chasing the clouds away.
All right, I'm not sure about the musical selection.
I like the Earth, Wind, and Fire.
You've heard a lot of karaoke. All right. If you just had to give him a letter grade, and don't worry about hurting his feelings, yeah. He can take it. What would you say?
D minus. He only didn't get an F because of his effort.
He did have the effort, right? Yeah,
the
he
effort.
Tried.
So,
tried,
you know, I give a D minus.
Which you couldn't,
ouch,
because it's radio. He was laughing through the entire thing.
Oh, he always does.
Oh, you mean Harmon was?
No, that's Scheim's problem. Well, he laughs Scheim when he sings.
But Daron Harmon started laughing.
Oh, he loved it.
At the first note and laughed through the entire thing.
I think the grade was overly harsh.
You think it's better than a D minus?
Yeah. Like, I've heard some really bad
singing. Right, that's
singing.
What I'm saying.
Well,
like,
it would have been better if he had, I don't know, surrounded the right note at some point,
Dale,
during the course of the performance.
Who are you?
He dove in head first.
What are you, Kelly Clarkson all of a sudden?
I think you get a full letter grade for owning it, diving in head first.
Yes, confidence.
Right? Yes.
You start out with like a C minimum.
That's like putting your name on the SATs.
Yes.
You got some points there.
Yes.
He can take it. What would you say?
D minus.
Oh, he's just being mean.
It was a little mean.
Yeah, Daron Harmon's so mean.
Yeah, he's
big bully that he is.
The next day was Karaoke Tuesday,
of course, as
we have on the show.
Obviously.
And a lot of people were wondering, would Chris Scheim ever sing again? After getting a D minus by Patriots safety Daron Harmon, would he be too nervous or would he come out swinging on Tuesday?
Sha la 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 la, yeah. Yeah. Down at the New Amsterdam, staring at this yellow-haired girl, Mr. Jones strikes up a conversation with this black-haired flamenco dancer, and yeah, she knows she plays the guitar well.
I don't know what Daron would have given him there. I'm guessing maybe not a D-minus, though. That's all right, Scheim, again.
He might have gone just a half grade lower.
I don't think you realize that...
is there a retest?
The range on that song, much more overwhelming than maybe you anticipated.
Real tough one. Yeah, I undervalued that a
outside
lot.
Of
Freak
your
Scout was a little shy there.
Yeah, I think I might stick to boy bands a little bit more. I was pretty good with Backstreet Boys.
Yep. That was. You do need a video accompaniment, though, because
yeah,
100%. Really
I think
on a show. He's a
like
showman.
A mic on a cord so that I can kind of walk around in the studio and be with you guys a little bit more.
Now, will you be bringing this to the Payday podcast? Any aspect of your singing and entertaining?
We already
skill?
Did it, but clearly you didn't listen. So.
Clearly, so
we actually sing before every episode, and then we cut it and we put it at the end of the episode. You have to stick around for the show.
How about that?
This week in our maiden voyage, we sang "The Fray" with Mutt. It was great.
Mutt sang too.
Mutt started.
We'll pick that up.
Mutt played
the
trombone,
time.
Actually.
Excuse me?
We
oh,
sang.
Boy. Oh, boy.
What's Mutt doing?
On Wednesday. Actually, no, it wasn't Wednesday this week. It was a Tuesday that Tom Brady held his press conference of this week, or might have even been Monday, actually, because the week
Tuesday.
Was all screwy.
Tuesday.
But, of course, he was asked about the young tight ends.
Yes.
And he was like, what now? He's like, have they improved? Excuse me? And then he says, I'm just the quarterback. I got to play with whoever's out there on the field. So I know Fitzy normally does the Tom Brady translator.
Yes.
But it wasn't available to us, so I had to do the translation to Brady talking about the tight ends.
Uh-oh.
Ryan Izzo sucks. Matt LaCoste sucks. I went from having the best tight end in football to the worst tight ends in football. These guys are not getting better. It doesn't matter how many practices we have. They're awful. I cannot rely on those guys. The corpse of Benjamin Watson would have been better than either one of these guys any day of the week, even this Thursday against the Giants. I don't want these guys on the team anymore. We need to upgrade the tight end position.
And I think they're trying and...
Wow.
That kid, I don't know who asked the question, like three times. Are you comfortable with the tight ends? Are they improving? He's like, I'm just the quarterback. Oh, no, but have they improved? They're trying.
They're not.
That was the
Brady translator.
He said a lot in a little there. The translation was really wordy compared to what Brady actually said.
Yeah, because sometimes just a few words by Brady could really equal several words from somebody else.
I actually felt a little bad for Ryan Izzo in particular after that Brady comment. Because yeah. I felt like it was one of those things where, you know, friends are texting you, hey, Brady's talking about you in his weekly press conference. That's pretty cool. And then he goes and listens and goes I'm trying. That's all I freaking get.
He's trying. And like, what do you want me to do? I'm the quarterback. Whoever's there is who I got to play with.
Right.
Like, oh, God.
Yeah, not exactly a glowing recommendation.
Well, if you out there driving around think you're a Patriots fan, you may not be compared to one Jermaine Wiggins.
But if my kid was playing for the Giants, I would not root for the Giants. I might root for my kid to do well.
Yeah,
but
have
I
a nice game. Have a good game, you,
but I want to see the Patriots win.
If your kid was playing against the Patriots in a Super Bowl, you wouldn't want your kid to win a Super Bowl?
No.
Oh, Wiggy.
I'd want him to go out there.
You got family issues.
I want him to have a ton of, if he's on offense, a ton of catches, defense, a ton of sacks.
You wouldn't want your kid to get a ring?
Not against my Patriots.
Against somebody else.
Sure, fine. Yeah. I played for the Carolina Panthers against the Patriots.
And you were rooting for the Pats.
And I was rooting for the Pats.
When you were playing for the Panthers. Yeah. You've got to admit, that's a little weird.
That's incredible.
Does Steve Smith know about this?
He might not. He probably knows now.
So Jake DeLone when know we that lost, you were, when so we, when John Casey kicked the ball out of bounds.
The little piece of me that said,
nice.
You know? Hey,
give another Super Bowl.
If we're going to lose, I don't mind losing to the Pats.
I'm pushing the BS button on almost all of that.
I don't buy it. There's no way.
That's way too much.
He's the most selfish individual on the planet. I mean, the guy who spent the morning show this morning telling everybody how they should parent and that PBS shouldn't be teaching your kids, I'll decide how to, is saying he's the most selfish person because he's basically saying he's looking out for his own needs and his own desires.
For the Pats, though, there's 53 guys
over his kid. He might as well just steal the food off his kid's plate and say, I want that. That's for me.
I couldn't do it.
That's ridiculous.
When my daughter's kicking for the Saints in 20 years, I'll be rooting for her.
Come on, honey. Let's go.
So it's like if Wiggy and his kid are in front of a train and it's, can I push my kid out of the way, but I'm going to die, or do I just jump out of the way? He would jump out of the way.
I don't think the train has anything to do.
No, same thing.
Okay.
It feels himself over the child at all times.
We took a lot of calls this week, and a lot of them asked some pretty good questions, but none better.
A lot did?
I don't know, Dale. It's the setup.
One? He just read the script.
It's the setup. This is what they handed me. The setup. This is no question better than Scott and Weymouth.
The Bruins are in Vegas tonight, my only question is, why aren't I there? Are you kidding me?
It's an existential
question. How are we supposed to possibly answer that?
Why am I not there?
Get a flight
you didn't fly out. Go.
I don't know. I don't know.
What, did he think they were going to bring him with them?
I don't know.
Dale, why weren't you there? You should have been lobbying for a junket for the.
They leave him at home.
Let's do the live. Let's do a show live out in Vegas.
They leave him here
right in front of the Bellagio fountains. Dale Arnold, Nesson.
Yes. Yesterday, Steve DiAsi was on the show, and former linebacker Bill Romanowski's name was mentioned, and so I thought maybe we'd ask Steve,
fellow Eagle.
I was
going to
say, what do you think of Bill Romanowski, Steve?
Bill's a great player.
That was it.
I can confirm that employee did work here for a period of time. That's what that was.
Yes. That's exactly it. Also, this is also going back to Monday with Jermaine Wiggins, and we were talking about Devlin Hodges, the third string now starting quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers, who was an undrafted rookie out of Samford, but we had a little bit of difficulty with that.
No, that's...
Hold on. My bad.
Speaking of difficulty.
Yeah, me.
I don't think it was a Samford that you're thinking about in Connecticut.
No, that's Stamford.
No, Stanford's in California.
No, Stanford. I'm saying Samford.
Samford. Yes, that's your thing about that in Connecticut.
No, that's
Stamford.
Stamford is in Connecticut.
Stan. Andrew Luck School.
California.
That's Stanford. That's in Palo Alto.
Then there's
California.
There's a city called Stamford, which does not have a school.
That's in Connecticut.
Yes. S-T-A-M.
Take the T out, and you have Samford.
Is this
even where this idiot went?
Birmingham, Alabama.
Yes, somewhere.
Alabama.
Samford, who of course is Henry's brother.
No, you're thinking of Connecticut. No, I'm not. I know exactly what I was thinking of.
Who's on first?
Exactly.
Good.
It was a real Pan Pam situation, but we got there at the end. Yes. We just literally spell it out.
We surrounded it.
Fraud alert.
We got there.
Frog alert. Yep. It's fraud alert. We're saying the same thing.
Frog. Wiggy. And there you go, Dale. There's
Wiggy dominating the week in review. Lots of Diassi. Lots of everybody.
Almost.
Oh, God. Have a sad.
617-779-7937.
It's 5 days to the week, I'm just pointing out.
Mm-hmm.
You seem to highlight four of them.
Yeah. That's correct. Come on, quick turnaround. You got to be really good in that 10 o'clock hour.
Real hard here. Yeah. At 1:10, we'll bring you our conversation very early on in the program with Michael Irvin, who's live in London when we talk to him. We'll get back to the calls with you that are coming up next. 617-779-7937. It's Dale and Keefe with Andy Hart, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Why aren't I there?
Don't worry about hurting his feelings, yeah. He can take it. What would you say?
D-.
Ryan Izzo sucks. Matt Lacoste sucks.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Is the telephone number. Text line, whenever you'd like, is 37937. Just a couple of things briefly here. And next hour, we'll replay the Michael Irvin conversation that we had in the very first hour because of his schedule and being in London and all that stuff. A couple of things. The NBA has announced that they have canceled all media access for the remainder of their trip to China.
I thought you were going to say all media access, period. Just they're done with it. They're like, we don't know whether it's in China, whether it's in the United States. Someone's going to ask us about it. We don't know how to answer it, so we're just going to stop talking to people.
They apologized to the reporter from CNN for the way she was handled.
Yeah.
And it was by a Houston Rockets media representative, the Stacey James of the Houston Rockets. One more question.
I'd also like to know, was that a scapegoat? Because they passed the buck and said, no, that was a team. We don't handle things that way. We blame that PR rep from the Rockets. Do you, or are they the fall guy? Are they the Chris Carter? Everybody's going to have a fall guy.
Have one.
NBA's not the fall guy. Well, sorry, PR guy from the Rockets. You're taking the heat on this one.
Because you know the NBA issued probably a lengthy statement to every team, and it was like, we got to make sure we do this. And I'm sure around the league, that one was more highly publicized, but I'm sure there were times where might have been a smaller media scrum after a practice or after a preseason game, and there was a coach or a player, and the same thing happened where somebody stepped in there like, no, basketball, just basketball. This happened to be a CNN reporter. This happened to be all of that.
And on live TV.
Yep. Yeah, they've really handled
it. Where somebody's trying to take the microphone away from her in the middle of it. Like,
well, it's
always a good look.
Yeah. I know we can pretend it's a simple topic. It is not.
No, I don't think it's simple at all.
Money involved, the more complex the issue is.
Yeah.
And you're talking about the numbers I've been hurt, like $4 billion?
It's
that's a lot of frickin' money.
It's a ton of money.
And if you're the Rockets, I heard that they have contracts with Chinese firms for like $1.5 billion.
And they've had the two most famous Chinese players on their team in Yao Ming and Jeremy Lin, right?
Right.
Ming's what started that whole thing.
Right. So this is, whenever money is involved, like everybody tries to think, no, I always do the right thing. I say the right thing. I support the right cause. My morals are with it. Oh, how much money? What's that now? You're taking what from me?
Yeah.
So it's just, it's easy to say, speak out. If you're LeBron, speak out. Well, I'm on the track to be a Michael Jordan-like billion-dollar corporation.
Right.
tied to Nike directly. You can't just speak out and say whatever you want. It's not that easy. It's not that simple.
But as long as everybody's on the same page that the most important thing in the world for everybody is money. For every league, for every player, for every coach, for every commissioner. That's what it is. It's just money. Let's try not to pretend it's something else.
Right. And that's where the NBA gets in trouble because they tried to pretend that they were the league.
They were the wokest.
The wokest. I don't usually use that term.
I don't either, but it applies here.
Yes.
But
it's always about money. Yeah. Everybody is open-minded, and it's great that Adam Silver lets us say whatever we want. Oh, wait, I can't say what I want now? Because how much was that now? My max deal's going to go down how much?
Yeah.
You got it, boss. No, lips are sealed.
That's almost my bigger problem, and I know a lot of people have gone after the players and like, well, why don't they care about this? And I can almost see the other side. Be like, all right, well, they care more about stuff in the United States. That's where they live. Like, that's what's going to happen. But the way the NBA has responded to be like, now, even if a guy does have an opinion on it, they can't share it.
Well,
wait a minute.
I'm actually fine with that because I think everyone.
But it can't be both.
No, but I think everyone needs to learn you have a boss. You have business interests. You can do and say whatever the hell you damn please in the United States of America. You can't in the United States of your workplace where you have a boss.
I know, but isn't it a mixed message if you say to the players, hey, if you guys are really pissed off at what's going on at the White House, go ahead, open forum, which I think is fine. If you guys have an opinion on China, though, keep that under your hat. It can't be both.
Well, it can be, but it's a bad look.
It's a terrible look. That's my point. Either you know what? Cool it. You know, when it's an NBA-related thing, if it's your own function, whatever, we can't really tell you what you do. But pre- and post-game, locker room stuff, we're either doing all of it or none of it. I think that's what it should be. I think it should be all of it. I think if these guys feel passionate enough to talk about these topics, go for it.
But you can't. Have at it. Because now, as a league, as a business, you are a business looking to make money. If it costs you $4 billion, we're no different, right? Working here, we have bosses, we have advertisers.
Sure. Yes.
It's just the reality of the world.
If we made fun of a product from one of our advertisers, we'd get in trouble.
Right. And if that advertiser is powerful enough and the account is big enough, your trouble might be you're out of work. You're out of a job, right? Because one way or the other, you're affecting the bottom line, the money that comes in.
Happened to me once here.
I know.
I got set up by a sponsor. Somebody showed up. At an NFL Sunday show. And here's all this stuff. Oh, thank you very much. Oh, look at this. They brought us this and this and this and this. They weren't an advertiser like I thought they were.
Little guerrilla marketing type thing.
And all of a sudden, the advertiser who was spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on this radio station and had the exact same product contacts my boss. My boss contacts me. I have to get on the phone with the vice president of sales for company X and apologize. I am so sorry. I didn't know.
Yeah, no, I understand that. And
that
stuff
happens.
I understand almost every job essentially is in some way in like the advertising business. In a way, I get that part of it. But this is way more hypocritical in the sense that one of the big issues is sort of free speech, right? That's the big thing. And now you're talking about a place where there isn't free speech, but that's okay because they pay us a ton of money. That's worse than like a sponsorship mix-up or you criticizing a sponsor for something. This is more, you have been the most outspoken sports league out of the four by far. And now when there's something that, you know what, I bet there are some guys that have some opinions on this, but, oh, wait, there's too much money coming in, so now we're going to decide to censor ourselves.
Right. You always get in trouble when you paint yourself into a corner.
And I think that's
project,
what they did here.
You know, people have sort of labeled the Patriot way, and if you believed that they created that, well, then when you go out and get Antonio Brown, you're a hypocrite. Like, you don't have a Patriot way. The Patriot way is what?
And this also we brought up earlier in the show, too. Belichick and Brady specifically, they do a nice job of trying not to say so much. Therefore, it then becomes our job to take a magnifying glass to every single thing that they say. Because this is all you're giving us. I'm going to go through your transcript, and I'm going to pick out the little details that then fit my argument. That's what's going to happen. Whereas, and I'm not saying this is the right way to do it, but some of the other coaches, like a Pete Carroll, sort of tells you everything. Well, that's it.
Right.
You don't need to look for a hidden message with Pete Carroll. He's telling you what's going on.
Right.
We'll get right back to the calls with you guys coming up next. It's Dale and Keefe with Andy Hart, Sports Radio, WEEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.